Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tyler Kennedy, Sid's former teammate, won a Stanley Cup with him. Our Penguins analyst is with us right now. What do you make of what Letang is saying there about Sid having some of the best longevity possibly in hockey history, Tyler?
I think it's pretty honest. Like, when you think of Sid, the one thing, he's very thick. You know what I mean? Like, he's a big boy, especially his down low bottom part of
his
body.
He's got a big ass. Just say it. He's got a large ass, TK.
Very muscular ass. He's got a fat ass, yeah. But he's just big, and he's very good at getting low. He's got great balance. And I think, you know, when you think of his hockey IQ like Letang, like, talks about, I would think, like, honestly, like, he's got 25% more than most NHL guys around the league, which means he's going to be able to last a long, long, long time. And I can see him being almost like how Yogs is doing right now. Like, they're not, like, flying around the ice, but they do all the little plays. It's like playing with your dad in the backyard. Like, he's not as fast as you, but he knows all those tricks to get around you or beat you. So I can see, honestly, I can see Sid playing for a long, long time. And again, he can move up and down the lineup. You know, maybe he's a guy you put on the fourth line when he's 45 and he just makes a power play go, and he just plays on the fourth line doing draws. I don't know. Again, I just think he's so adaptable, and he's such a creature of his craft. And I think, you know, there's guys that have a hard time leaving the game. Like, Sid's going to have a hard time, because to be as good as he is for as long as he is, hockey is such a huge part of his life, more than, you know, many other hockey players.
I get that, and Jágr obviously is one of the greatest to ever play, and he's clearly not Jaromír Jágr anymore as far as that level of ability, and hasn't been for a long time. He just loves the game. But I guess you sort of went to where my next question was, which is, Sid's either been the best player in the league or, like, at worst, one of the top 5 to 7 players in the league for the last 20 years of his life, basically, right? So my question is, say he does finally, maybe it's after this contract ends, this extension, 3 years from now, he is more like one of the top 60 players in the league. Does he strike you as the kind of guy, if he's not able to do the stuff that he's done his whole career, that would want to keep going at a diminished version of himself? Like, if he's a 55-point player a year instead of a 90-point guy, like, I'm just wondering if he would say, you know what, I'm either going to be the dominant force or I'm just not going to play.
Question.
Well, I think his biggest focus then would be just helping the team, you know, in guiding. I think that'd be more of his focus. And again, like, you want to talk about putting the team first, like, he just signed for 8.7, boys. Like, I don't think he's got a problem about thinking about others, putting the, you know, other guys in front of him on the depth chart. So I think, I don't think he'll have a problem getting 55 points. I see other guys maybe having a problem, but, like, again, I thought Tanger would have a big problem with Carlson coming here, and the way he's handled that situation, kind of taking a step back. Like, that's maturity, that's leadership. And again, Tanger's learning off Sid. So I can definitely see Sid, like, his play will, you know, or his point production will go down. But again, a lot of those veteran guys, they bring a lot to the team besides points. You know, we won the Stanley Cup, Billy Guerin, Hal Gill, like, those guys brought more to the room than on the ice, I felt, because they kept us so well leveled, you know, so level-headed. They knew when to crack jokes. They knew
Guerin,
when to kind of...
Guerin loosened Sid up. Everyone talked about that. Let me ask you about something else, though, you just mentioned with him taking 8.7 and being team-friendly, because I've seen this put out there, so I wanted to run it by you, because you did play the game. People have said he could have gotten, like, $10 million probably, given his level of production. $10 million a year, but he took less. Do guys in the Players Association, because theoretically you want every guy to get the max amount of money that they're worth, because it's better for everybody if that's like the new, you know, somebody's setting the market again at a higher number. Would guys be a little fed up with him taking obviously less money on a deal like this than he could get otherwise from the Penguins for what it you know, the way other teams might try to negotiate against players like that?
Well, I think when I think about the 8.7, if you're a teammate, you love them because that means there's a little bit more money to spend on you.
Yep.
When you look around the league, you know, when you think of Austin Matthews, McDavid breaking the bank,
Draisaitl, like,
they're not going to win with that price tag. And it's crazy because Sid's that old generation kind of guy, and he's team first. This new generation is a little different. And the biggest thing I remember Sid said on like a podcast was, everyone has to do it, just not me, which means other guys have to take less if winning's the most important thing. And what kind of sucks is Guentzel. When you think of Guentzel, he didn't move off his price at all, and he went right for the bank, and he, you know, loaded up the Brinks truck, let's go, and went to Tampa with no taxes. And I wonder if Sid's sitting there and going, dude, we just won two cups, and I helped you so much through your career. This is not the way I taught you to be. But you went on your own route, and you signed for the big ticket. Hey, if you want to do that and sail off in the sunset, maybe that's the new mentality of these new guys, where I won two cups. I don't really care if I win another two because I'm here to get paid now. So it's like it's so different of, honestly, so different for different generations. I think this new generation knows it's more business-like and put me first, where Sid's still the old-school guy, you know, team first, I want to win, I play to win. I grew up wanting to win hockey games, not growing up. I like see how much I can, you know, back up the Brinks truck to make, you know. And it's very, very... It's probably alarming, and probably when you see other GMs around the league and they see Sid do that, like, it probably throws so many different discussions into any kind of contract.
Yeah.
With especially the stars, because they're like, dude, the best player for the last 20 years is going to take a discount, and you're going to try to, you know, bone me for an extra $1 million. Come on. You know, like, you know, isn't that like crazy? But like, that's the first thing I'd say as a GM. If I was Billy Guerin and a kid that their top player won an extra $1 million and be like, hey, are you here to back up the truck or are you here to win with us? So, again, I think it changes a lot of conversations around the league.
Tyler Kennedy, check him out with us, our Penguins analyst, back for another season. Penguins and Sabres Saturday, they'll play their first exhibition game. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, boys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.